In his decades in public office, Democratic presidential candidate Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders has characterized himself as both a socialist and a democratic socialist. Those terms have different meanings and are viewed in different ways by potential voters in the upcoming New Hampshire presidential primary, as we learned in a new WBUR poll out this morning. WBUR's Fred Bever explains.
Bernie Sanders and Hillary Clinton are in a close primary race in New Hampshire, and Sanders could be losing traction with potential supporters who worry about the way he describes himself. Elaine Schmotlack of Raymond, New Hampshire, for instance.
I think because Bernie is a self-styled socialist, that word is a total turnoff for way too many voters who don't think about what he really means.
Sanders is frequently asked to defend his proclaimed ideology, and he's increasingly trying to emphasize that he's a democratic socialist. Here he is in a CNN debate hosted by Anderson Cooper.
How can any kind of socialist win a general election in the United States?
Well, we're going to win because first we're going to explain what democratic socialism is.
Sanders says he'll make a speech on the subject soon, although he has yet to add that to his schedule. But Samuel Goldman, a conservative writer who directs George Washington University's program on values and politics, can parse the issue. He says that for older voters in particular, socialism can call up memories of Cold War-era states that relied on central command of the economy and tight controls on social behavior, too. Places like the Soviet Union and its satellites, or Maoist China.
And these were all quite awful places, and I think that they conclude from that association that socialism is not a very good idea.
But Goldman says those born after the fall of the Soviet Union are more likely to hold a different view.
Younger people, at least anecdotally, seem to associate the word socialism or democratic socialism with the Scandinavian countries, particularly Denmark, Sweden, and Norway. And those are much more appealing examples of societies from which the United States might learn.
A new WBUR poll of likely Democratic primary voters in New Hampshire bears Goldman out. The poll conducted by Mass Inc. Polling found that overall, just under half the respondents held a positive view of socialism, with younger respondents more likely to do so. But then the pollsters delved into some nuances by splitting the poll's 400 respondents into two groups. One group was asked whether a socialist president would be acceptable, and about half said that was acceptable, half not. The other group was asked about a democratic socialist president. The acceptability rating climbed to more than 60%. Poll participant Susan Walters of Londonderry says Sanders would be wise to avoid old fears of Soviet-era enemies and stick to the term democratic socialism.
Because I'm 66 years old and I've lived through Cold Wars, etc. And I think if you put the democratic in front of it, you're still talking about one of the basic two parties that we've always had in our country for centuries. And I just think it's more palatable for people.
Other voters like Elaine Schmotlack of Raymond don't worry about making a distinction between socialism and democratic socialism.
Socialism is the library where I work and the police and the fire departments. He's named all those things. That's part of socialism. He doesn't think that we should have nationalization of industry. He's a practical guy. He just needs to get the message out there more clearly.
Even so, she says she'll vote for Clinton in the primary, partly because no matter the niceties, come the general election, Sanders would suffer for the socialist label. And GOP frontrunner Donald Trump is already trying to hang it around Sanders' neck.
You know what? I call him a socialist slash communist, okay? Because that's what he is.
There is an irony in those cheers, says George Washington's Samuel Goldman. Many of the safety net systems that Sanders defends are also favorites of so-called disaffected voters who support Trump.
The numbers I've seen suggest that Trump supporters feel very favorably toward Social Security. They feel very favorably toward Medicare. They might not like the word, but there's maybe less difference between them and some of the people expressing favorable attitudes towards socialism than they realize.
But here's another potentially loaded term Sanders throws around that he might want to be ginger with: revolution. While almost two-thirds of the Democratic primary voters in the WBUR poll say the U.S. system needs major change, only 15% say they want a revolution. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Fred Bever. Say you want a revolution.